We'll start with item two. We'll take item one up a little later. Supervisor West had an emergency and will join us hopefully shortly. So we'll start with item two, please.
A resolution by Supervisor Johnson in support of the 11 by 15 campaign to reduce the prison population in Wisconsin to 11,000 inmates by year 2015.
I didn't speak to Supervisor Johnson this morning. Supervisor Dimitrievich.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Wow, this is really loud. Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I wanted to move approval of this. I'm a proud supporter. I signed on when we had an event in the church for one of the MICA meetings, and I think this is really a powerful initiative, and I'd like to move approval.
Are there any speakers for this item? If you would, take a blue card. If you turn it in, you can introduce yourself and speak and then turn it in after that.
My name is Andre Brown. I'm a case manager for Project Return. We're a nonprofit organization that assists individuals coming home with reentry needs. The 11 by 15 campaign, I've been a part of it for about 6 months now. Doing presentations, talking about the campaign. Pretty much, it's a good strategy to reduce the prison population. Right now, the DOC budget is about $1.3 billion. We're looking at to take a small percentage, $75 million of that $1.5 billion to move that money to diversion programs, treatment alternative programs. Excuse me. With these programs, we can focus on the mentality. Most of these offenders are nonviolent offenders or offenders with mental health issues or drug abuse issues. So we're looking to take that money and focus on that area, reducing the prison population. Right now we're overcapacitated in our prison system, about 4,000, 5,000 people. Most of those people are nonviolent offenders, mental health issues, drug abuse issues. We believe we can cut the fat with this prison population burst by focusing on those entities. So the 11 by 15 campaign is a strategy for you guys, for the state of Wisconsin, to reduce that prison population and move people back to their communities, back to their families. When we talk about fiscal responsibility or a sense of a better economy, focusing on this population, investing in this population will be quite the thing to do. You know, we're putting people back to jobs, putting people back to works, putting people back in the community. Thank you.
Thank you. And if you could just turn the blue card in after you've completed it. Other speakers? Supervisor Broderick?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I would simply ask that my name be added as a co-sponsor.
So ordered. Please. Ms. Colton?
Thank you, Chairman. The county executive is in full support of alternatives to incarceration programs and therefore supports this campaign. I just wanted to say that on his behalf. As a member of the Community Justice Council, the county executive is committed to ensuring that these programs are strong and robust. It's for this reason that he hired a superintendent for the HOC who strongly believes in programming such as electronic monitoring and work release, and those programs have been shown to reduce recidivism.
Thank you. Could you just state your name and title for the record?
Sure. Riza Colton, Director of Legislative Affairs.
Thank you. Supervisor Alexander?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. In looking at the resolution itself, I just have a question, and I know the author, original author, isn't present right now, but I want to make sure that I understand what the clause means or that we possibly correct a typo. I'm looking at lines 28 to 31. It says, whereas the 11 by 15 campaign calls on the governor of Wisconsin and Wisconsin state legislature to reexamine the policies the campaign views has led to historically high incarceration rates, et cetera. So I'm just not sure if that was properly worded or if I'm not reading it correctly.
I think we've got the perhaps I can staff could help us out on that one.
Mr. Chairman, Supervisor, I believe that this was just a technical correction, as this resolution was pre-drafted by the 1115 campaign. Just a minor overlook that could be corrected.
Sister, if you could introduce yourself.
Rose Steets with MICA. Our original intent was to ask the county supervisors to send their support to Madison to work on this 11 by 15 campaign to reduce the prison population. So it wasn't to have you do anything here on this level, since we know it has to be done at the state level, and that we saw your role as offering support to them to do it.
Mr. Chairman.
Yes. Supervisor Alexander.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. If we could just get clarification on what that clause could read, I'm happy to offer an amendment so that we can have it on record that we're voting for it in its proper form.
Okay. Can you tell me again what line we're talking about?
If you read line 29, it says, basically, the campaign is calling on the governor and the state legislature to reexamine the policies the campaign views has led. So there's some odd language there. I think it was originally meant to possibly say the governor and the state legislature to reexamine the policies and the campaign views that have historically led. But it's just not properly worded, and I think it would be an embarrassment if we pass something that we know may have an error in it.
Okay. Typically, such technical corrections can be...
Mr. Chairman, that's correct. We could go on a legislature and correct that as appropriate.
Yeah.
If I may.
Sure.
Just to add some clarification to what you're asking, in regards to policy, what we're asking the governor and the state of Wisconsin when it comes to sentencing reform, the state of sentencing and how the prison population became increased because of bad sentencing that needs to be reformed, different policies within the correctional institution and within the judicial system that leads to disproportionately sending African Americans and other entities to prisons at an alarming rate. So the policies, I'm assuming he was speaking about policies that led up to the increase of this prison population from the 90s up until this point.
Thank you. I think we all understand the intent of it. It's a grammar correction, and I think it's something staff can certainly do. If you feel necessary to do it by amendment now, we can, but I think we understand the intent.
I offer an amendment then, Mr. Chairman. But on line 29, between the word policies and the, insert the word and. Further on the line, after campaign views, strike the word has and insert that half. Thank you.
May I offer, Supervisor, that simply that adding to reexamine the policies that the campaign views have led to historically?
Mr. Chairman, I would suggest this, that after policies we put a comma and we strike the campaign views. And just simply insert that have. So it would read, to reexamine the policies that have led to historically high incarceration rates, et cetera.
Mr. Chairman, I would concur with that amendment and so move.
With staff recommendation, thank you. You've heard the amendment. Any questions? Take a roll.
Alexander.
Aye.
Broderick.
Aye.
Dmitrievich.
Aye.
Cullen.
Aye.
Taylor.
Aye.
Mr. Chair.
Aye.
6 ayes, 0 noes. The amendment is approved.
Thank you. Supervisor Dmitrievich moves approval as amended.
Yeah.
Any other comments or questions? Hearing none, approval as amended.
Alexander.
Aye.
Broderick.
Aye.
Dmitrievich.
Aye.
Cullen.
Aye.
Taylor.
Aye.
Mr. Chair.
Aye.
6 ayes, 0 noes. The item is approved as amended.
Thank you.